Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The dynamic Boston-based ensemble La Donna Musicale is the focus on Harmonia this week. A look at the ensemble's background, its founding director Lauri Gutierrez, and a survey of their recordings will be featured alongside a new release of French Baroque harpsichord music with Colin Tilney.
Thank you.
a sarabande, and La Piémontoise. Colin Tilney was the soloist in two pieces for harpsichord by Louis Couperin, a late 17th century French Baroque composer and relative of the more famous François. Tilney's performance is part of a new release on the Do Re Mi label entitled Preludes and Dances for a French Harpsichord. The recording also includes work by Clérambeau, Dandrieu, Leroux, Rameau, and others. It's worth noting that Colin Tilney's new release follows a recent project devoted to recording all of Mozart's keyboard works on the fortepiano. The Boston-based ensemble La Donna Musicale has forged a unique place in the world of early music. Founded in 1992 by their director Laurie Gutierrez, the group specializes in exploring the repertoire of women composers from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Classical periods, including Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, Maddalena Casulana, Anna Bonn, and Antonia Bembo, among many others. Since its inception, the ensemble has not only devoted its energies to performance, but to research and collaboration with a number of noted scholars in the field. As a result, they've developed a sizable catalog of music by women composers and additions to be made available in the future. Recordings have also featured prominently for La Donna Musicale. Their first release came in 2004 with the first of two volumes of The Seven Psalms of David by Antonia Bembo, which included an instrumental piece by Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre. We'll hear Bembo's Psalm 6, Domine ne in furore, followed by a courant from Sonata in A Major of Jacquet de la Guerre.
Je pleure de ton assistance.
We heard music of Antonia Bembo. Her setting of Psalm 6, Domine ne in furore, was followed by a courante from Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre's Sonata in A Major. The Boston-based La Donna Musicale performed under the direction of Lauri Gutierrez. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the recordings of La Donna Musicale, an ensemble that specializes in the repertoire of women composers. La Donna Musicale's founding director, Lauri Gutierrez, has been spearheading the ensemble's numerous projects since her student days at Indiana University's Early Music Institute. Along the way, she's been responsible for maintaining La Donna's high musical standards and committed goal of bringing their particular repertoire to a wider audience on both sides of the Atlantic, through both live performance and radio broadcast. Reviews have unanimously praised the ensemble for their individual sound and approach. Recently, Lauri was awarded a fellowship by the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study at Harvard University, which is given to, quote, support scholars, scientists, artists, and writers of exceptional promise and demonstrated accomplishment. It's intended for the development of ideas in the creative arts. As a Radcliffe Fellow, Lauri will devise concert and educational programs as well as recordings of music by Italian women composers. Harpsichordist Sonia Lee performed the Prelude in A minor by Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre. Before that, we heard an excerpt from Antonia Bembo's setting of Psalm 37. Both performances are part of Volume 2 of Ensemble La Donna Musicale's Exploration of Music by Antonia Bembo. Laurie Gutierrez directed. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring the recordings of the Boston-based ensemble La Donna Musicale. The most recent recording by La Donna was a departure from their previous ones. Taking a break from the sacred repertoire, they focused on the songs of Love and Drink by Julie Pinel, a late Baroque composer. The program also contained music by Jacquet de la Guerre, as well as a few mysterious figures by the names of Mademoiselles Hervé, Denise, and Anne. We'll hear Julie Pinel's love song Rossignol Vous Chantez with tenor soloist Aaron Sheehan. After that, Sherazade Pantaki will sing Mademoiselle Hervé's Vous Partez, Belle Iris. Rossignol Vous Chantez, thank you.
Amor, que vos
The song Vous partez, belle Iris, You Leave, Beautiful Iris, was composed by the mysterious Mademoiselle Hervy and performed by soprano Sherazade Pantaki. Before that, we heard Julie Pinel's Rossignol Vous Chantez, Nightingales, You Sing, with tenor Aaron Sheehan. Both works are part of La Donna Musicale's recording entitled The Pleasures of Love and Libation, airs by Julie Pinel and other Parisian women. They were directed by Laurie Gutierrez. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to La Donna Musicale's recent recording of Baroque music by Julie Pinel and other Parisian women. Julie Pinel was a French Baroque composer from a long line of lutenists. She published her first book of songs in 1736 and quickly followed with another the following year. It's the later publication, entitled New Collection of Serious and Drinking Songs, that La Donna Musicale drew from as the foundation of their latest recording. We'll hear two works, including Julie Pinel's Scène Pastorale, but first the drinking song Armons-nous for two sopranos by Mademoiselle Denise.
Oh. Je brise le fer.
We heard Mademoiselle Denise Drinking Song for two sopranos, performed by Sherazade Pantaki and Yulia Van Doren. Then we heard soloists Aaron Sheehan and Lydia Knutson singing Julie Pinel's Scène Pastorale, La Donna Musicale performed under the direction of Lauri Gutierrez. Our new release of the week features the distinguished harpsichordist Colin Tilney in a program entitled Preludes and Dances for a French Harpsichord. As you might guess, the repertoire is centered on pieces from the French Baroque repertoire. A release on the Do-Re-Mi label, the program consists of composers well-known both in their day and now, including Jean-Philippe Rameau and François Couperin. We'll hear Couperin's Prelude in D minor, followed by La Mélodieuse of Jean-Claude Daquin.
Thank you.
two harpsichord works from the French Baroque. Colin Tilney was the soloist in a new release on the Do-Re-Mi label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, music for weddings and other special occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.